Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is drawing the line. As leaders of engineering teams, as people who are responsible for a great deal of your company's success, you, I bet, face all kinds of different decisions being made by others routinely. And some of those decisions, I'm sure, are not what you feel are the right choices to be made. You have to know how to choose your battles, and you have to know where to stand your ground and do not budge. And the real issue is that too many executives end up doing something right in the middle. They do not stand their ground. They allow the decision to take place, and yet they do not truly commit to it. They keep second-guessing it. They keep saying that wasn't the right thing to do continually, and that ends up harming everything all around. Now, how should you be approaching this? If you recall, the previous episode was about self-fulfilling prophecies. If you yourself have made a decision and yet you do not really stick to it, you assume that it is going to fail, you assume that it is not going to work out as you hope to, and you start making plans and arrangement for dealing with it. I'm not talking about risk management. I'm talking about making sure the risk is going to happen and acting as if it has already happened. That is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever it is, this project, this person you hired, is not going to turn out well. And now we're talking about a different issue, and that is when someone else makes a decision that is not within your own purview of your own specific engineering organization. Maybe the CEO has made a few decisions about the future of the product that you do not agree with. Or maybe you believe that product are not focusing on the right things for the next quarter. It can even be other things, like disagreeing about the company's culture, about where the next physical offices, if people are still in physical offices, where those are being opened. There are a bunch of things that you can disagree on. And some of those might end up being things that you yourself should not in any kind of way agree to. In the army, there's this concept that you have to follow orders, but you have to disobey orders that are blatantly illegal. If your commander tells you to kill a hostage, you say no. And for each and every one of us, there are those decisions that clash with our own ethics and might be clashing with actual legal ethics and might be clashing with what you want to be doing with your own life. And that is where you need to be drawing a line. If a decision makes it so you do not want to continue and belong to this organization, to this company, then you have to be true to yourself and know when to cut it. And that means either saying that you will not allow this to happen on your watch. You cannot accept this. Make it clear that that is that case. And let me be very clear here. This veto is not something you should be using lightly. These are the kinds of decisions that happen about once or maybe twice in a workplace. This is not a card you will be pulling from your sleeve every quarter. If something is that major, that critical to the way you view your own life, your own vocation, the decision to remain in this company, your ability to help hire even more people to this place and selling it to them because you believe in it. If all of those are at risk because of this decision, make it clear. And then you will either be heard and good for you, or the decision will still remain as is. And then you will have to make your own decision and move on. Otherwise, you will be doing your entire organization a huge disservice. And the other side of the coin here is that you might be noticing decisions that you think are bad, but they're not as bad as you make them out to be. What are the battles that you should be going all in for and which aren't? Your own values and ethics are a big part of this. And similarly, I always talk about moving upstream. You have to make sure that you have as much visibility and access to the way the organization is looking at its future. Roadmaps, vision, board meetings, whatever it is, you want to gobble it all up. You want to be privy of every discussion. You want to be confabbing with every confabber. And in order to do that, you have to move upstream, which is something I've talked about in a different episode. Another critical reason that you want to place yourself at the head of the stream of decisions, right upstream, is that once you are there, you can more clearly see which decisions truly will have a huge impact and which won't. Well, you can be better equipped to do so. Some decisions you might not realize have that big of an impact until it's too late. But you are increasing the likelihood that you will spot the right kinds of decisions. And that should be used not just to know where to stand your ground and where to put your foot down, but it should also be used to help you put things into perspective. If sales and marketing have decided to pursue specific kinds of clients or specific kinds of contracts or specific demographics that you do not agree with, but are likely not to be a make or break for the company, then you need to accept that and move on. You should not be insisting for each and every single decision to look like yours. And now, what I know you are likely doing is that you do not insist. You do not keep pushing for every single decision until it goes the way you'd like it to be. Even if you're a co-founder, that is not a sustainable way of doing things, and you know that. The question is, once that is done, once you've allowed a decision to happen, not according to how you'd prefer it to go, do you suck it up and commit to it, or do you keep second-guessing and complaining and creating another self-fulfilling prophecy? And that is what we are talking about today. You have to learn how to draw the line once you see a decision that you feel really bad about. Quickly open up this flowchart. It's very easy. Really bad decision. You either realize that you can live with it or realize that you have to stand your ground. If you stand your ground, if you do not get the decision to be flipped to the way you'd like it to go, you have to leave. All right? I'm serious. You have to leave because if not, you will not be able to get more people into the company. You will not be able to sell the best talent in the market about the company if you no longer believe in it. And if you realize that this decision is not that critical of a decision, that you need to be pulling this very, very rare veto, then move on. Commit to it as part of the team and move on. You have to be an adult and grow up. And I'm saying this, you have to grow up to people who are more than a decade older than I am, because this is not really about age. This is about how you view your business and how you view this creative endeavor that we are all working on. Nothing is going to be perfect. Nothing is going to work out exactly as you'd prefer. And you know what? A lot of the times, that is a good thing. Because as smart as you are, my friend, you are not the smartest person in the world. I can assure you that, because I am. And accepting that will only help you to move along and to reserve your energies to those fights that truly matter, to those scenarios where you have to stand up and say, I cannot allow that to happen. And you don't want to be pulling that card too much, because eventually its worth is going to deflate. That's it for this week. I know that this might be a bit of a weird episode, but frankly, I've had this conversation with like 3 clients in the past 2 weeks, and I feel like maybe more people need to be hearing this. So there you have it. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. It gets directly to my own inbox. And if you like this kind of content, I suggest that you sign up for my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. That's it for this week. Thank you and talk soon.